Earlier this week, we met piano prodigy Emily Bear, who at 12 years old has written more than 350 songs, recorded 6 albums, and performed at Carnegie Hall. Practice, practice, practice. Today, our colleague David Green introduces us to another music prodigy, only this one's all grown up and has dealt with the challenges that come with having extraordinary talent at such a young age.
Matt Heimovitz is 42 and a world-renowned cellist. He exploded onto the classical music scene at age 10 after the famed violinist Itzhak Perlman heard him play.
By the time I was 12, 13 years old, I was on the road playing with Israel Philharmonic and New York Philharmonic and some of the great orchestras, so it was pretty meteoric. I grew up with a lot of classical music in the household. My mother is a pianist and took me to many concerts.
But nothing in his family history explains where Heimovitz got this extraordinary talent. And that's typical, according to Ellen Winner. She's a psychology professor at Boston College who has studied prodigies.
People are fascinated by these children because they don't understand where it came from. You will see parents who say, I wasn't like this, my husband wasn't like this. It seems to sometimes just come out of the blue.
How do you define a prodigy?
Some people define a prodigy as doing something at an adult level before age 10, something way earlier and way more proficiently than would be expected by the age of that child.
If you look at the brain, I mean, is a prodigy's brain different from that of other children?
We don't know the answer.
In part because there have been no major studies comparing the brains of prodigies to those of average people.
But I believe that anything that shows up so early without training has got to be have either a genetic or some other kind of biological basis. I mean, if a child suddenly at age 3 goes to the piano and picks out a tune and does it beautifully, that has to be because that child has a different brain.
Give me an idea of some of the typical challenges that these young people face as they start going to school and getting older.
Children who are extremely gifted are very different. They feel like they can't find other kids like themselves, so they feel kind of weird, maybe even like a freak, and feel like you don't have anybody to connect with. One of the things that has been reported about these children is that they tend to be introverted. They live in their own mental worlds. They spend a lot of time alone. On the other hand, they also long to connect with other kids, and they can't find other kids like themselves.
Matt Heimovitz, the cellist, says he didn't have many friends as a child, mainly because he was so focused on the music.
There was no time afterwards to party, because I would at that time practice 4 or 5 hours a day, and I'd have to get my homework done. But I didn't feel like I was missing anything, because this is what I wanted. I chose it. But certainly, in terms of friendships, they've been few and intense.
As Heimovitz got older, his relationship with his best friend, his music, began to change. He became frustrated creatively. He wanted to play other kinds of music, but felt constricted by the image and expectations of the boy prodigy who played classical music and filled concert halls.
When you start that early, you suddenly start to grow up in public, and I wanted to experiment.
So he took his cello into punk rock clubs and coffee houses. He played Bach and Haydn and Hendrix.
My teacher, Leonard Rose, we never played any 20th century music. He didn't like it. But, you know, once I was exposed to Jimi Hendrix, Miles Davis, and others, I couldn't really turn back. I wanted to know more.
Bow in hand, he even took a stab at Led Zeppelin. What Heimovitz did may have been exceptional, even for a prodigy. Ellen Winner says most prodigies, as they grow up, struggle to advance their talents.
The skill of being a child prodigy is the skill of mastering something that's already been invented, whether it's Western math, classical music, realistic drawing. The skill of being an adult creator means you are actually doing something in a new way, and that's a very different kind of skill. And most prodigies do not make that leap, and it's very difficult for prodigies to grow up and suddenly not be so special anymore. It was special because they were 8.
Matt Heimovitz says he's been able to navigate all of this. He has a very full life, a wife, 2 kids, and music.
I rarely look back, honestly, because there's so much going on in the present and future, but those moments where I am in a car and I happen to hear an old broadcast or recording, occasionally I am struck and say, wow, I did some good things back then, you know.
Ellen Winner says, as for most kids, it's often the adults in a prodigy's life who determine how they'll fare when they grow up.
I think it all has to do with how much expectations were put on you as a child. You're a genius. You're going to be a genius when you grow up. That is really dangerous. But if you just say, you know, you're terrifically musical and you're going to have a wonderfully musical life, that's a very different kind of message to give to kids and much more positive one.
And tomorrow we'll talk with the parents of a young tennis phenom and the parents of a young computer whiz about the challenges they face raising gifted children.